This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bronson James.
Well, greetings, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Armor of God telecast. And I'm excited to share this time with you today, whether you are perhaps in a hospital bed, maybe behind prison walls, but most likely in your homes, perhaps even taking time to view us on our internet site at www.cgi.org. However you're coming to us or however we are coming to you, I extend a welcome to the Armor of God telecast. I'd like to share an observation with you today. It was Stephen Morrison who wrote some lines in a piece called Living for the City. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Stevie Wonder. That's how you know him. And he wrote a line. He said, "A child is born in hard times, Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty." And I got to thinking about that text in line with what we see in the world today when it comes to children. Children many times are born to very difficult circumstances, and that difficulty actually begins in the womb. And when they come to birth, it just gets exacerbated. It continues, it mushrooms into great difficulty. Otherwise, you can't explain, as I'm taping this program, hearing a news report this morning of a four-year-old boy in Detroit, Michigan, walking the streets alone at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. What happened? How would a parent or parents not know the whereabouts of their child, having them go about walking the streets, the dangerous streets of any city, or even in the country for that matter? What happened? What contributed to that notion that a child would go neglected? And I suggest to you that as a parent, as a grandparent, we should be aware and concerned about how our children are provided for, how they are either nurtured, protected, caused to further develop in a proper way. We should be concerned about that because, you know, Almighty God is concerned about His children. And I'll get to that in a moment. But I just wanted to draw to your attention the possibility that we are neglectful as parents in controlling the environment. So Stevie Wonder was suggesting in his tome called Living for the City that there are external forces that impose their will and impose their influence upon us as human beings outside of the womb. But I want to carry us back inside the womb, because it's there where many formative things occur, where there are influences that can be detrimental or positive. For instance, my mother, she tells me, or she told me before her passing, she said, you know, I used to listen to the Metropolitan Opera every Saturday while you were in my womb. I listened to all kinds of good music, and believe me, today I am a lover of music. Wonderful, good music across the panoply of the genres of music. But she encouraged that environmental development because we are learning today that there is an impact, an influence upon a child in a womb. So if there can be a positive impact, what about a negative? Well, we all know, don't we, that there are children who are born with addictions. They're born addicted to dope, obviously, but they are born with other, well, shall we say, catatonic situations. It may be anger, it may be fear, it may be other induced things that cause these children to manifest bad behavior. AAD or ADD, or I forget all the alphabets about that, you know, attention deficit, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. We have all of these issues, and the impact upon us starts before we're born, actually starts in the womb. I want to tell you about what we're offering today before I continue with today's program, because I believe it might be beneficial to you as parents or as grandparents, but also making a connection to the importance of us as the children of God. Whether we are children of God or desire to be children of God, I'd like to tell you about what we're offering in today's program. First, a sermon by Bill Watson entitled, Cherish Your Families. It is a full-length sermon tape made available to you simply by calling calling our number at 1-888-578-8791, even visiting us on our website at www.cgi.org, but also a booklet entitled Christian Principles of Parenting. Both of these items can be yours absolutely free, and be sure to tell the operator what format you want the sermon in, whether on a CD, or you can receive it also still in the cassette format. But these items are yours absolutely free to help you and assist you, whether you've already had your children, but like myself, being a grandparent, still wanting to perfect how we impact the lives of our grandchildren, these items will be especially beneficial to you. Or as a grandparent, you might want to pass them on to your children as they interact with their own children. So remember to make that request known so that we can respond to that request. Continuing now with our program today, I've made the notion or planted the seed in your mind concerning some concerns that we should have. Now, when a child is conceived in the womb, we've got 280 days, 9 months, before that partition occurs. But there is an impact that occurs within the child, and we're going to even see from Scripture that that is an absolute truism. There's an impact that occurs, an influence, if you will. So should we not care about what we allow in ourselves, especially the mothers, but even fathers, even those who are interacting with that parent, that child in the womb, should we not think about what we say, what we do, what we expose these children to before they ever come out of the womb? I have some scriptures to suggest to you that we should take more care about that. But I also have an analogous connection between our natural birthing process with our own children and the process by which God births us ultimately into his family. First scripture I would like to look at is in the book of Deuteronomy, because there's a promise given in Deuteronomy 7 and verse 13 of which we should be aware. He breaks into some promises that God wants to give to the children of Israel, and by extension to all of his children. He says, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you, and he will also bless the fruit of your womb. Let me just stop right there. Let's just take a survey around the world and see if children are a blessing from the womb in general. In general. Well, we could run a bunch of statistics by you in the African-American community, of which I'm quite familiar. There's a 70% illegitimate birth rate. That means for every child born in the African-American community, 70% are born out of wedlock, or as we use the term, illegitimate. 70%? Is that a blessing in the womb? I tell you not, because many times we see and wonder and ponder why children are so angry. Like the young girl down in, I believe, in Georgia, who was arrested, she was 5 years old, kindergarten, you know, for being out of control, behavior beyond understanding, and many vacillating ideas exist as to why she would have this behavior and whether the police were correct to handcuff her and carry her off to jail. But think about what impacted her life to cause her at the age of 5 to be so out of control. Was it something that happened on the outer side of life, that is, when she was born, or was it beginning to form in this child while in the womb? This is a question to be pondered. Why was she angry? Why, perhaps, did she have an attention deficit syndrome? Why, perhaps, did she display antisocial behavior? Were these things imbibed within the life of the child in the womb? The Word of God says that I will bless you by the fruit of your womb. And yet we are seeing so many examples of things less than blessings relative to the children that we bear. I suggest to you that there are more scriptures to look at. In fact, in the book of Job, Job opining and dealing with situations that he's trying to understand as to why his condition worsened when he had lived such a righteous life, he makes this observation in Job, the 31st chapter in verse 15. He says, "Did not he that made me in the womb make me? And did not one fashion us in the womb?" That is, the beginning of our life process occurs before we ever kind of come out of the womb. It's happening in the womb. It goes on in verse 18 to say this, "For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father. I have guided her from my mother's womb." This process begins interuterine, if you will, inside the womb. And many times we neglect that. I look back on the fact of my three children and what Myra might have felt, my wife might have felt during the process of all of that, you know, because sometimes, you know, a guy just doesn't understand the hormonal changes, the different kinds of requirements, the need for understanding and patience and for conditioning, because the impact that you may have on your wife or the bearer of our children may, in fact, have an influence on that unborn child as to how they will display themselves, what their disposition will be. How do we create Jeffrey Dahmers? How do we create young people who murder wholesale groups of people, whether in a school setting or any kind of setting? How does that happen? Well, it may have a beginning early on, and we should be more concerned about what goes on inside of ourselves. For instance, David wrote a psalm, Psalm 139, a very powerful, impactful psalm, that he makes an observation that I think we should be aware of. It talks about the potential for good. Psalm 139 and verse 13 says this, "For you have possessed my reins," he's speaking relative to God, "you have covered me in my mother's womb." That's a good thing, that God would be engaged, that he would be involved in our physical birth with our children. But many times, children are born into a world where there is no knowledge of God, no understanding of God, no commitment to God and his way. They just become. They just are. That's a good point that the writer is saying here, but also in Psalm 58, there's a note about the unnatural, wicked state of being. This is in Psalm 58 and verse 3. And see what we find here. In this psalm, we read, and it is also a psalm of David, it says, "Every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one." I'm sorry, I'm reading in Psalm 53. I want Psalm 58, so let's turn to Psalm 58. But that's a good scripture. That's a good scripture. It ties in. Holy Spirit works like that sometimes. Here's what I wanted to share with you. "The wicked are estranged from the womb." From the womb, from the womb. So there's some bad stuff that can happen in the womb. "They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." I often share this with people. You know, infants can really master things quite early. You can dry their diapers. You can feed them. You can create a nice warm environment. But they cry anyhow. They get your attention anyhow, and they essentially fabricate, if I may use that term, something is wrong. "Well, I changed your diaper. They're full. They've had a good nap. Why are they carrying on like this?" Well, something unnatural happens in the room, or you might use the term natural if you will, but this scripture is inciting us to recognize that sometimes it is a negative factor that happens in the lives of the birthing of our children. So the importance of the atmosphere in the womb is good to note. I'll just reference this in Genesis, the 25th chapter. There were twins born of Isaac and his wife, Rebecca, twins. Now, you know that these twins were so distinct. They were so different. That was Jacob and Esau. Esau had a certain appearance and a certain disposition. Jacob had a certain appearance and a certain disposition. Jacob's disposition caused him to be named Jacob, which meant undercutter, rug puller, supplanter, backstabber, all of those things, because that propensity was developed in the womb. How do we know? Well, when we read Genesis, the 25th chapter, we discover that Jacob, in this twin situation in the womb, holds on to the heel of his brother Esau as Esau is born. Esau was the firstborn. But Jacob had this desire in the womb to contradict, to abstain, or I should say, to restrict his brother. And when he was on the outer side of birth, that's what he did. That's how he lived his life. He tricked him out of the birthright. He was a conspirator with his mother to gain the favor of his father. So that developed in the womb. And it had to come from the parental influence or the environmental influence that had an imposition within the womb. So these are things that we can learn from the physical side, but there is a spiritual connection I'd like to make with the remaining time in today's program. Because Jesus Christ brought it up himself when he began to talk with Nicodemus in John the 3rd chapter. That's that born again chapter that many of us refer to when we're talking about you must be born again, or when we ask people, have you been born again? Well, Jesus is making a statement or insinuation here that connects to the physical well-being of our children. So the fact that we're offering today items and information concerning the well-being of our physical families, we must segue over now to understand the spiritual application of it, because it applies to us believers, those who are believers, those who want to be believers. We then are children of God. John writes in 1 John the 3rd chapter, he says, brethren, right now we are the children of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he, Jesus, appears, we shall be like him. So we're in a birthing process. We're in a childlike circumstance. And do you not know that negative influences can be imposed upon us while we're in this birthing process, while we are in the womb of the church? Here's what Jesus said to Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter. John 3, and let's look at verse 11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So, the earthly things are examples for us. When we examine the whole birthing process and the phenomenon of children born to distraction, can we, in the birthing process, into the spiritual realm of God, become castaways? Shall we be aborted because we have not mastered the notion that we're in this birthing spiritual process? Jesus said in verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man, a person, be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the whole phrase born again really means born from above. Now, the Greek word for born again or for born is an interesting word, ganao. And it describes in concentrated matter, if you will, the entire birthing process from inception through maturation within the womb, and then partition, that is to literally be born of the Spirit, born completely as a spirit being. And that is a process, a marvelous process. And so when John records this for us, it's talking about a second incubation, if you will. Even Nicodemus pondered. Verse 4, he says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? So entering into a womb, going through the birthing process, we learn a lot on the physical plane with families. But what about the spiritual plane? How should we develop? Jesus says, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this process is ultimately important. It is so important that Paul wrote something quite interesting in the book of Galatians. Galatians, the fourth chapter, and we'll find in chapter 4 and verse 26 a very interesting statement. And this is all in connection with the comparison between Hagar and Sarah and that whole notion that he was teaching about. But he makes this statement. He says in verse 26, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. So we are connected to a birthing process through the mother of us all, spiritual, heavenly Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ came to the earth to reveal that reality to us by saying, I will build my church. I will build my body. I will build a family of people that will have to learn how to negotiate with each other, how to love one another, how to work within that environment in order to produce healthy, productive, spiritual-minded children. Just like we should be aware of the importance of controlling the environment of our physical children, whether they are in the womb, when they come out of the womb, and as they go through life and their development. The same principles apply when we deal with Almighty God. He wants us to know that we are connected in such a way. Look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And we find an amazing analogy that the Apostle Paul uses. He's talking about the church, so we're breaking into a thought. In fact, he says early on, and there is one body, verse 4, and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, all of these seven ones, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. There's that family connection. We are engendered spiritually by the Father in heaven, who is above all and through all and in you all. And in verse 11, he says this, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and leaders. In other words, he's put people in place for what purpose? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, those who are physical parents, I know, are troubled by so many influences in the world today. We have these internet traps that have been set upon the pedophiles of the world who are seeking to portray themselves as the similar age of those that they seek to prey upon. And parents are concerned about that. They're concerned about the walk to school or the travel to school. They're concerned about the influence of the media and the culture around, the popular culture around, so many concerns. Well, Almighty God is also concerned about the environment in which his children are being raised and how they respond to the things around them. This goes on to say that this edifying of the body has a period of time, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. So we are in a development stage, my friends. Do you not want to secure your own children and own family's well-being? That's why we've offered the material to you today. But in addition to that, what about yourselves? Would you not want to have a closer relationship with God, to have him as our parent, and Jesus Christ as our elder brother? Enter into a relationship where our environment is controlled in such a way that we are guaranteed entree into the very family of God. Well, I certainly hope you'll take time to make the toll-free call to 1-888-578-8791. Hit us up on our website at www.cgi.org. Obtain the material we're offering in today's program. It will lend you or lead you in a way towards understanding complicity with our Heavenly Father and becoming one of his devout children. See you again next time here on the Armor of God.
In today's world, I don't think any of you would debate the fact that our young people and families are at risk. Mr. James portrayed the fact, and quite clearly, that many of our young people and families are being impacted negatively by external forces in the world that we live in, as well as our unborn children. And it would do us all well to perhaps reconsider what we expose our pregnant ladies to while the babies are still in the womb. But putting all that to the side, the fact is, like you, I'm concerned about our young people who are alive. Today's program was dedicated to presenting you offers that present some very powerful information concerning how you can have positive influences on our young people and, God willing, our families. That's why we want to encourage all of you to make contact with the Church of God International and take Mr. James up on his offer to get involved and participate in the womb of the church. Won't you dial right now, 888-578-8791, and let us help you to better understand how you can have a positive impact on your children and your family. Request the free literature and brochure that we're offering here, Christian Principles of Parenting, and a one-hour tape presentation presented to a live audience titled Cherish Your Families. In addition, we have a special offer that we want to introduce to all of you. It is a youth magazine worth certainly your time and effort to obtain. It's titled Infuse. You can pick it up on the website at www.cgi.org. Ask for it as well. It, too, is free for your taking. All you've got to do is let the operator know that you'd like to have both pieces of literature and the tape, of course, CD or cassette, and the Infuse Youth magazine. All of this is free. In addition, before we close, I want to mention we're going to have a commercial that is also going to introduce to you the youth program of the Church of God International. Hopefully, you'll take some time to consider this particular special message provided for this program. Friends, this is Bill Watson reminding all of you, as we do oftentimes on this program, you keep on that whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
The Church of God International would like to introduce Infuse, a magazine of understanding designed for tomorrow's leaders, specifically addressing the contemporary issues facing and challenging young people around the world. The Infuse magazine presents solutions while providing advice and ideas outside the box, giving new dimension to some of life's most pressing concerns. Call now or hit us on the web and request your free subscription for Infuse, a magazine for tomorrow's leaders.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Tins Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.